whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 274. Today is Saturday, October 16, 2021. Or if you're in Australia, because we've got enough Aussies on today, it is Sunday the 17th. Yay! I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week as my co-host is Stir. Hi, Stir. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks for being here and riding this roller coaster of us with me. I appreciate that. I'm really excited because not only have I got you on this week, so that's like, yay, we get to catch up and all that stuff, but we have got Azzy back and it's very exciting. We haven't spoken to him for a while, but welcome back, Azzy, and congratulations. 25th Shadowlands Iron Man Champion. Congratulations, that's well done. And welcome again.
Thanks. Thanks to be back on. Glad to see this podcast has become a finely oiled machine, as it should be.
As always. as it always is. It's like...
We'll get it right eventually.
Everything... Why would I? It's been over 6 years, Azzy. It's still... The one bane of my existence is audio issues. Like, most other things I can fix, but as soon as audio issues come in, like, is this stuff... I don't know. It's, you know... And then I asked my tech gurus and, you know, XSplit. I spent 2 hours on live chat with XSplit technicians last night, trying to sort out, and in the end they're like, download the log, send that to us, we'll get back to you. It's after 9 a.m. I've not heard from them, so I don't know. They're probably like, what the hell has she done? I don't know. But anyway, look, we're here. Apologies. My green screen is being a poopy head, so I'm not even going there. So it's going to stay like that, because otherwise you'll just see the green sheet if I turn that off, and at least you get something. So, and the boys are here. Apologies if the audio is a little low. I don't know what's going on, Anyway, we're going to do a show. So that's the main
thing. Good news.
Yes.
Your green screen is actually working on the live Twitch. We're not seeing the green screen. We're seeing some starry background.
Yes. Yes. But there's patches. I don't know what's going on. Normally it's flat, but I don't know. So anyway, these are the things that happen, and they normally like to happen right before I go live, which is fantastic. Because everything was fine Friday when I tested Friday afternoon. And, you know, it's always the way. Anyway, we are here to celebrate and to find out from Azzy because... You know, it's fantastic. We're so excited for him becoming our 25th Shadowlands Ironman champion. And not only that, not only do we get to pick Azzy's brains, but I've also got you, Stir, here with us, which is great. Because, you know, it's not like you haven't leveled many irons this expansion. What are we up to?
I think Stir's got the other 24, has he?
Just about. Plus or minus.
That's it. So, you know, between both of you, I'm excited to pick your brains and all that kind of stuff. So, first off, Azzy, I want to know about the journey of getting your iron to max. How did you go?
A few trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the start of Shadowlands, I had about 3 or 4 level 50s.
Yeah.
And killed them all off in the moor, I think. Yeah. Well, most of them in the moor, because I was sort of trying to get my way through it.
Yeah.
Well, the moor just disposed of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, it was three quarters boredom, then extra boredom, 51 to 60. Although the way I play, it's not boring. I sort of push the envelope a little bit. But I was more getting used to the 51 to 60.
Yeah.
But I sort of got my my path pretty well set. So I mainly kept in Cataclysm.
Okay.
And Azeroth.
Yep.
A couple of times I've missed going to Cromie, and I've had in some quests in like Madan, I've gone, oh, and I'm one-shotting tunes. I've gone, oh, I'm 35. I didn't go to Cromie. Oops.
Oops. Oopsies. Yep.
Yeah. But normally it's like, depending on the starting zone, I just do the starting zones.
Mm-hmm.
With the Shadowlands and the levels quests, it's thrown the item, white items from vendors and things out the door.
Yeah.
I could never get my head around what's what. It's just up the pooper.
Yep.
So basically I either go via Elven Forest and, Westfall and Duskwood and everything. Sometimes Stranglethorn Vale and a little bit of Red Ridge. And I'll go about 20 or so. I'll go back through Dunmoreau because you'll get a grey gun. That's now will last me till 60.
Yep.
So I just sort of do that now. So, yeah, just the same sort of things going through, Loch Madan and hit the lands when I got flying.
Mm-hmm.
Badlands, Searing Gorge, and just sort of what I can to get to 50.
Okay.
And then sort of go to Shadowlands.
Yeah.
So I've got that down pat the more.
Okay.
It's just getting used to, because I like the leveling and I get the returners. I just hate the trying to scrounge for HXP. That's not my stick.
Yeah.
It's, so I sort of go, go the storyline for a little while, what I find, because you get a few extra quests.
Yeah.
And then, they show you around Orbis. And then you, go to the guy and pick Threads of Fate, and I sort of pick one of the thingos and go along that basis.
Okay.
And sort of I found, a bit easier on the Hunter. I haven't gone through there with another class, but if I did, I'd probably just do in the world quests and not do any sort of levels. So I did a lot of quests on my Hunter.
Yeah.
And after I got, after a couple high level deaths,
yes.
I finally worked out what I need to do, and I had it down pretty well pat.
Okay.
I found a good grinding area for a little while. But yeah, it was just a matter of, I knew a lot of the world quests and everything from my normal turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just a matter of, okay, what I can do on my Hunter, which I can do a lot.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of, world quests you've got to be a bit wary of, but then after a while I got in the routine and it went remarkably quick.
Okay.
It'd be a lot slower if you just did world quests, but so I got my set routine, so I can go through, and that took me 3 days played, but I can get through to 50 in about 20 hours, 25 hours or something.
That's amazing. So
it's just like,
quick, just a side question I just thought of. So, did you have to change your strategy dramatically for Shadowlands as opposed to what you've been used to, like, with previous? So, for, like, BFA, and even with, like, we've got Chromie time, but was it a huge change with the leveling path to say 50 as opposed to what you've previously done, or was it kind of similar?
I know previously before Shadowlands I would go you'd have to go and do another expansion, like do your garrison, and then maybe Pandaland a bit. Mm-hmm. But I found that I didn't really need it. I found towards the last three attempts, or the final successful one, is I just kept with Azeroth.
Yep.
I didn't bother, because I normally would go through, I liked Vashir as a leveling zone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't, but you get, once you get past a little bit, you get to where you turn into a Naga.
Yeah.
Some really good XP, and you get about three or four or five levels prior to Shadowlands. But now, okay. And I like going to like Terrakar Forest, because you get a lot of quests you can hand in.
Yep.
So I didn't bother, because I level so quickly, there's no point going through. And I saw Stur's guide, and I said, oh, I can't be bothered going to the garrison. You know, I can't be bothered going here. Yeah. By the time I do all that, I probably level two zones, and I go so quickly. The other thing is, you know, with the hunter, is now they've nerfed the spirit beast. So it's worse. So you just stick with a, what's the ferocity? One of those.
Well, like a bear.
One that has leech. Yeah, like a cat or a
cat.
Gorilla.
Okay.
So it has leech.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't bot. So I used to go to Gisley Hills and get the bear, spectral bear, but now it's not much point.
Yeah.
And not really much difference.
Mm-hmm. Really. All right. Yep. Okay.
In your getting there, and since you dinged, what's your fondest memory going through all that? Or
ding.
Okay.
Not the ding. Okay. We know the ding is the fondest, but other than the ding, any others?
Other than the ding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what was your favorite death? Because it took a couple of tries to get there, didn't it?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, I'll stand in this swirly with a turtle on. Didn't work. So you know where you have to kill the oozes as a world quest and press a button and click the little oozes and it puts a dot on you.
Yep.
But if you don't interrupt it, it'll do a little swirly on the ground. I said, oh look, I can't be bothered moving. I'll just put a go turtle, and that didn't work.
Oh.
I tried to piggyback onto someone doing this quest, and then all of a sudden they turned around, Elite turned around and smacked me in the head.
Oh no.
You know, and it's what's the problem is sometimes you'll get hit by mobs even though the pets aggro in it.
Yeah.
If you're not careful. I suppose it's just stupidity really. It's just what was the other death? It was that one where that it's when it's 59 and a half.
Yeah.
This turned around and hit me, and then the slime got me.
Oh.
The other one, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And I know going through the moor, I died a couple of times. I just wasn't used to it.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've had a few, this is not on the hunter, I've had a few AFK deaths because wife goes, oh, God, help me, this, okay. And I forget to go in a safe spot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The guild coroner thanks you for his business because you've given him lots. He's the guild coroner is sending his kids through college thanks to you.
So. Actually, I haven't kept my death thing out this year, so it's gonna be. I haven't done my death.
Nisi wants to know which of the Shadowland zones was your favorite.
Was there one?
I hate Revendrath.
I hate that
without flying.
Yeah.
I had flying, so it was a bit easier for me.
Yeah.
I think I like Arden World. Bastions are too bit fabulous to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maldraxxus is that's what my main is, so I like that.
Yeah.
So Maldraxxus and Arden World.
Okay. Oh, cool. All right. And she says any zone anywhere doesn't have to be Shadowlands. Do you, like, obviously, you know, I still love my Loch Modans.
I like Vashir.
Vashir,
I like Vashir as a living.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, you got to be a little bit tricky.
Mm.
But I thought it's just something different.
Yeah.
And, yeah, prior to Shadowlands, like I said, I used to, you know, get a lot of levels through that.
Mm.
And that was only three quarters done. But, yeah, I think Vashir and maybe, I would have liked, the Grand in Outland.
Yeah. I really liked Fishier as well.
You can fuck off.
I really liked Vashir, but it took me a while, because with my vertigo, it took me a while to understand the whole swimming and walking under the water. It would throw my vertigo. But once I got that okay, then Vashir, I loved Vashir. I thought it was a really, really cool place to quest. Lots of questing over there. So thank you. How many deaths did you have this time round? For getting to 60 in this? Are we probably single figures or double?
No, it's under 10.
It's under 10? Okay.
Because I had a few probably under 10.
Yeah.
I would say I had 3 or 4 50s that I died.
Yeah.
Trying to level. And probably about 6 or 7.
Yeah.
But it's under 10.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Last month?
No, that's my pallies. That's not the 100.
Nice. Okay. And how many deaths have you had, Stir, so far this year?
I've got, for every living one, I've got at least 2 dead.
So okay.
I've got a long list of dead.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. You could very well be leading this year. That would be exciting for the Deathless show. That's good. Yeah.
There's a lot of stupid deaths.
Yeah.
And getting too lazy and confident, you know, it's pretty easy. And then you turn around and you're like, oh. And, oops. You know, Shadowlands is tricky. They'll trick you. You'll go do a world quest like Poopa Trooper. And you'll have no problems with it. And you get good XP, and you're thinking, that one's safe.
That reminds me. I died twice on the Poopa Trooper.
There you go. So now...
And this is my best death on 58, I think it was. I went one with a parasol, and it didn't freaking work.
Oh...
It was a bit laggy. I'm going, maybe I shouldn't. So I jumped.
Oh, no.
58.
Oh, at 58.
Oh, little one almost fell. Little one. We'll catch you. Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize. I thought I'd be all right.
Yeah.
So we've actually got the little toy you can get in Rivendraft. It's like an old umbrella.
Yes.
So you click on that, and when you fall, it sort of breaks you forward. But I didn't think of that. I thought, I'll be all right. But that was 58.
Ow.
And then I did it. Did it since I died. I go,
yeah.
Yeah.
Temperament.
Well, Poopa Trooper, you know, you'll do it a couple of times and you think there's nothing to it. Just fly up there, grab those cocoons, and you're done. And then one day you run into a mob and they all shoot you and you die in the air and you watch your body just kind of the skeleton fall through the air to the ground.
Okay.
Never mind. Don't avoid Poopa Trooper.
Yeah.
No, I never did that again.
Yeah. I landed.
First time I landed, all of a sudden I got ruffle stomped by them.
Yeah.
The second time I did it, I knew it was coming, so I put turtle or shield on. It didn't work.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I did left it.
Hmm.
Stupid little fairies.
all 4,000 of your hit points were saved by that turtle shell. Oh yeah.
Yeah. when it works.
What happened? You look at the what happened to me log, and it says 20,000 overkill. And you're like, oh, okay, never mind.
That's true. There's nothing quite like seeing those numbers and then you're thinking, wow, they really wanted me dead. Like they really wanted to make sure that they killed me, which is quite funny. All right.
After the last attempt I got, I knew basically all of what was dangerous and what I did. So it's pretty straightforward. I found an area in Revendreth where you can grind mobs, you can pick up these yellow crystals that virtually one-shot them.
So yeah.
I did a bit of that.
Okay.
But yeah, once the last one, when I made it, I sort of had, I knew every quest, I knew what I needed to do, and it was just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're very happy that you that you made it and got there. So that's very exciting. Though we do love to hear the stories. We do love to hear the stories of you guys as leveling. Leveling stories are always fantastic to hear. Sometimes the good stuff and the rough stuff is a little it's always interesting to hear as well.
And you know, we keep tabs of each other, and you know, you'd be going, okay, well, who's online? Oh, there's Assy. Oh, he's level 11. What happened? And he'll do the same to me, and he'll say, what have you done? And I'm like, well, I killed my toon. What do you think I did? And by the way, Grat's on level 2.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's true. Okay.
I keep the same name on my turn now. Yes. So if he doesn't pay attention, he doesn't realize I've died. I level fast. By the time he's picked it up, I'm 20 or 30 again, and he doesn't realize.
Well, there was that period in time where the website was really acting up and wouldn't let you re-roll the same name. And I'd log in, you know, in the morning, and I'd have all this swearing at me in my inbox waiting for me, you know, like this piece of, you know, blah, blah, blah. Website won't let me redo my tune. And it's like, oh, well, did you check that little box? You know, Nisi will tell you, you got to check the achievement box.
Well, I've got a confession to make.
Okay.
For a long time, I couldn't have my term. I couldn't work it out. What's wrong? I kept complaining. And I suddenly realized I was putting arm and soul on when I was trying to log in to the register instead of where Mr. Cool. Some from arm and soul.
Oopsie.
Oops. Well, look, at least you worked it out. It's all good. It's all good. So at least that's something. Excellent. All right. So challenging leveling nowadays, because we know we've had to rethink, you know, everything previously, what we've so been accustomed to doing with leveling our challenge tunes, with Shadowlands causing so many different aspects for us as challenge players, what do you think has been the most challenging? So is it getting through them all, or is it purely, you know, like once you get through them all, etc.? So
once you get through them all, I mean, I started going through more than one, you got the first, as you start going through it, there's a big boss, you got mobs to hit, and so I tagged it and I was way back, and I also put like a tractor train on me, and I brought me down to about 5 health, and I sort of got out of it, but that's the only scare. But then sort of, you know, with aggro, but wasn't really more, it was really for me, it's just a change of, because I know where every mob is, you know, if the mob's not there going, hang on, I'm going the wrong way, you know, 1 to 51, I know every mob, every hill, but whilst I know Shadowlands, it's the new expansion always have these mechanics that can kill you quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas in when you're 1 to 51, it's just, you know, only if you really stuff up or you have a DC or something, you're gonna die for us.
Yeah.
But it's more being aware of the more lethal mechanics, because, you know, I know on the Hunter I can, you know, I was a couple of times I was killing mobs, you know, 6 or 7k health on my Hunter. I know what the mob's doing.
Yeah.
If it's just a tank and spank, I can sort of, it just takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But it's mainly just for me, the change. I don't like trying to scream for XP. I like to be on, you know, like a quest line.
Yeah.
That follows naturally, whereas I've got to drive, fly around and pick up this, or can I do this, pick up this, can I do this, or grind mobs. I'm not a mob grinder, really.
Yeah.
So that's probably the most challenging, but that's probably not unique to Shadowlands. That's like probably any, you know, the new expansion for an Iron Man.
Yeah.
There's always things that's more lethal.
Mm-hmm.
But I found, you know, the challenge, the thing is, you go, for us, it's really easy, 1 to 51. It's just not a challenge, really.
Yeah.
And then going from that to a really challenging.
Like the end game is from 50, 52 to get to 60. Yeah. Like for you guys, not for not for the likes of me, yeah. But do you, and I'm going to ask both of you this question, do you think that the way that the deaths have been for Shadowlands, like you said, sometimes the deaths are really, really quick. It's, you know, compared to, like, what, as much as we never like a death, but what do you prefer? Do you prefer that kind of, when you lose a tune, if it is a quick death, is it something you come to terms with easier? Or are the slower deaths where you're kind of like going, I can't do anything, and, you know, it's a whole 3 or 5 seconds before you're actually dead. Like, is there something that you prefer, or they're both as bad as one another?
I think it's just a surprise that gets you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't expect to die. Yeah. I mean, there might be occasions where you might go, you know, this is not good.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think to add, surprise is probably the right word, because...
Yeah, surprise.
If you know it's coming, well, then you're going to try to evade it with Shadow Meld or Feign Death or Vanish, yeah, or something, to try to avoid it. So yeah, it's usually the, oops, what did I do? And yeah, I think part of it was just learning what are the really dangerous spots in Shadowlands. Like, okay, the altered sentinel in Bastion. You know, it's one of the first quests that you could get, and you kind of know it's rough because it says suggested 3 players.
Yeah.
And but then you stand a distance away and you watch and you go, well, one person tries it, or I know, I'll tag it when some other player's doing it. You know, no big deal.
Yeah.
So you go up and you kind of get in range to tag it, and it swipes at you from 40 yards away. And half your health is gone, and you're like, whoa.
Whoa.
And before you can run away, he swipes you again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
So I think part of it is just learning those kind of things.
Yeah. That's... well, again, you know, as we know, new expansions, learning all the different aspects of not only Shadowlands, but looking at with Chromie time and going back and how mobs react, and, you know, even when you look back at kind of the older zones, we know we've had some interesting, you know, seen interesting things over the time. So yeah, Nisi says, for me, quick is better. It's hard to sit there with the dot ticking while out of combat and not being able to drop it, knowing it's going to kill you. It's one of those things, isn't it, guys? Like, it's a death. A death still stings, it still hurts regardless. So yeah. All right.
I found that, like, when I died at 58 and 59, I sort of got back in really quickly because I said, I've got this. I can do it. Well, it wasn't like it was, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But as I say, I'm not working. I've got the time now. So
Do you...
That's the other thing, you know, all the pros, like, you look at Brittle and Zaya and the two of us and some others, we can in 4 days be from 1 to 50. Four days. I mean, it's just that quick. So at least now the death is, you know, yes, it still hurts, but boy, you can get past the 1 to 50 really, really quick and now go back and concentrate back on the 51 to 60.
Yeah. Do you think for both of you, like, a death for me, no matter what level, is going to hurt, but do you think that a death under 50 for you guys hurts you more than the death over 50? Because you know you can get to 50. So, yeah, like...
It's a bit more annoying. It's more like an AFK death or...
Yeah.
If you just have a brain freeze or something, nothing much would kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in that stage where I look at tunes as disposable. So they're expendable, and they know it. And so they live life on the edge. Like, I rolled a new rogue today and she knows that she's going to die because I'm trying to figure out why the armor on the website's not working right. So I'm doing a lot of tests. And so she's like, she has no motivation to play this game because she knows what's going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, I found that, you know, I was more upset when I was working because my time was precious, and when I lost a turn, I was a little bit more upset and a bit stressed at work. But now I'm sort of retired, I'm not working, so it's so what else am I going to do? Sort of, you know, you know, what else are you going to do? I've lost 3 or 4 pallies in the 40s, but just from, you know, multiple mobs that I don't get out of well. When a hunter, I could probably feign death or do something.
Actually, you know, to kind of flip your question, Lita, you might ask, okay, well, if you guys can get to 1 to 60 now in, you know, pretty painlessly, because you're now familiar with the content and things like that.
Yeah.
What are you doing to get enjoyment? And one of the things I did for this expansion, I have not in any of the others, is I worked on Shadowlands Flight. So I took one of my dead rogues.
Yes.
And geared her up and spec and worked on the covenants and the campaigns. And so now I've got a uber killing machine, and I've got Shadowland Flight, and now I keep her parked in Stormwind. And whenever a horde come over to just stir up trouble, I go into stealth mode, and I'm playing with them and foiling their attacks and sapping and blinding and just having a good old time and laughing and dancing over in the corner and then vanishing. And because she's geared, you know, she can survive.
Nice.
It's fun.
Yeah. Hang on. I can't believe that you've got... There you go. That's awesome. That's for both of you, because you've done so well. You've done so well. So, you know... Congratulations. It's just it's good. You know, we've had Shadowlands out for what's it been out now? It's quite some time. We've all been playing this game for a while. let's not add up years. Like a few years, but you know, and the fact is that you can still get enjoyment no matter with doing the challenges, just playing the game, which, you know, which is good. Some people don't get it anymore. That's fine, but it's good if you are. I think it's very very cool. So for
any of our audience who's tuned in or listening to the podcast, if you've got a horde, bring them over to Stormwind. Look me up. We'll say hi. We'll play tag.
Stab. Yeah, a little sap. exactly. All right. Okay. You want to take the last question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. Da, 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 da. Oh, so what's the common mistakes made when playing an Iron Man besides dying? What about for you, Nancy?
Just worrying too much about gear. It's just like you got 5 or 5/8 of fifth all. It doesn't matter. Really, people say, oh, I've got to get this weapon, I've got to get this gun. Oh, you know, I died and give up. You know, it's just enjoy the show sort of thing. You know, learn from your mistakes, you know. Oh, I can't do that, or that was silly. You know, just be used to death. That's what happened with Lyson. Well, he had one death and he sort of pulled the pin.
Yeah.
You know. He was a good leveler, but he never died, and that affected him once he died, and he couldn't handle it. So I think just be aware and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, okay, well, I shouldn't have done that. You'll learn.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay out of the swirl. Yeah.
Stay out of the swirl.
And do you think that it's... like for you more enjoyable the journey to getting to 60 as opposed to just being like, oh, well, I got to 60. Obviously, that's the big, you know, that's the big woohoo, yay. But that journey from 1 through to 60, like, enjoyable, obviously a little bit stress, but is it the...
Once I, say, died 58, 59, going, oh, and sort of I got time on my hand, going, oh, I feel a bit anxious.
Yeah.
But once I start levelling, it feels, and I've said this before, I think, a while ago, I said, like, for Aussies, it feels like putting a comfy pair of tracky decks. Because you know where every mob is, you can just cruise on by.
Yep.
It's just comfortable, you know, it takes the stress away from you of the loss, the levelling. So I enjoy the levelling. So I'm almost tempted, I'm doing a pallet at the moment, I'm almost tempted to do another 100 just to enjoy, get another one just for next expansion.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It's just, but I just enjoy the levelling. It's not hard, it's easy.
Yeah.
And so I've got a routine, I do it, and it's just comforting, not comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And okay. I think in my case, and, you know, Assy said it, once you've got one through, it's like going through the mall the first couple of times, and you finally get a real living iron through the mall, mm-hmm. and you go, oh, okay. And you do it again a second time, and you're like, okay, all right, I understand the mechanics. Mm-hmm. I know where not to stand. I know where, how to tag Ruiner and things like that.
Yeah.
And so for myself, I've always just played a rogue or a druid. Mm-hmm. And now I've got probably close to one of all of them.
Yeah.
And they're each different, though. Mm-hmm. You know, you think, okay, using my experience, I'm going to just breeze right through it. No. Priest, mage, warlock, warrior, pally, they're all different than what your main is. And so, but you can still have the fun of, oh, okay, well, let's see what it takes to get a no shadow meld, no crowd control, no stealth through to 60. And so it's like, oh, it can be done.
Yeah.
So there's your takeaway for everybody. Every class in Shadowlands can make it to 60. So get out your Iron Challenger. It can be done. We've proven it. Zaya and myself and others have proven it can be done.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Which is fantastic. All right. Any last words of wisdom, advice, anything that you want to tell the chat room, our listeners, about leveling, you know, playing Iron Man, playing Challenge Toons, anything like that before we move on?
No. You all said it most of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Man, a few words.
Except when he did.
You know, probably the takeaway from this podcast is it's still fun and it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna stumble, you're gonna die.
Yep.
That's a given. But hey, it's not as big a deal as the older expansions where it took you 6 months to get up to the expansion. So get out there and have some fun.
And I suppose that's part of it. When we think about, okay, to get to max level, we are only going to 60, which is still, you know, wrapping your head around that fact that you go, oh, well, we're not going to 120, we're not going to 130, we're only going to 60. So, you know, so that's at least kind of part of, like, yay. So,
I mean, look back at some of the past contests and you go, man, two weeks, they're not going to even get to, say, 50. You know? And then, of course, a couple of players did. But imagine Chris W. trying to come up with a contest today. It's like, that in itself would be a challenge, is trying to figure out a reasonable contest.
Well,
how far into 60 can you get? And the 50 can you get, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
two weeks would be...
It wouldn't be, like, in 2 weeks, you guys would probably smash it out in, like, two or three days. Contests are a bit null and void at the moment due to issues.
Have you guys got any stupid classes?
Yeah, well, you know, we like to expand your mind and your playstyle, Sazzy. We, you know, we like to push the envelope a little.
My reality, and that's my own.
But anyway, that's...
Although you could have, like, a, you know, a really sort of, you know, class, you know, you wouldn't put Hunter or Rogue or something, you'd put something else, maybe. That would be, it would be interesting, only in people would get through the Moor and into Shadowlands Moor. When they probably haven't, unless they've got a main.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yes. Anyway, you'd never know your luck in a big city. That's what I say. So, but again, thank you guys. Thank you for talking Irons and sharing both your experiences. And I must say, congratulations to both of you, because I know, Stir, you've got double digits of max tunes this expansion, and as he's
a Nissi of level 60.
He's well, both of you are just bloody leveling machines. It's amazing. You blow my mind. And
you know what? You can still learn. Like Brittle has come back recently.
Yay!
Think he took a rest from the game, but Brittle's been back, and he'll log in and roll a new level one. And I'll go, well, listen, I'm going to go get some lunch, and I'll come back, and he's level 45. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
How do you do that? It's like, so, you know, just when you think you're top of the hill, someone like Brittle comes along and shows you, nope, you're not.
Yeah. So. Yes, we do have some absolutely amazing leveling machines in our community, which is inspiring, absolutely. All right. Okay. How has your weeks in WoW been, guys? So, Azzy, how's your week? Other than, you know, to like challenge-wise, what else you been up to?
I've been leveling pallies at the moment. I've lost three in the 40s.
Okay.
Mainly to multiple mobs where I should know better, but just panic a bit and whatever. But I got another one till 19.
Nice.
I find it very slow, but, you know. Probably the main thing I'm doing is I've found a new guild. My guild, I've been with them since, 2011.
Yeah.
Even earlier. And all of a sudden they stopped raiding and no one's on. So I sort of found this new guild.
Okay.
And it's not something I normally do a lot. I normally stay for until the guild folds or something.
Yeah.
And so I found this other guild. I'm normally with... my old guild was like mainly Kiwis, and I found another sort of Kiwi guild.
Yeah.
And got on them, and it's been a really good fit. I'm really enjoying myself, and so it's made me to work on my main a bit more. So we're working on Heroic Sylvanas. And so that's been really what I've been doing. It's something I don't do, change guilds, probably three or four times in my WoW career. So it was a big move going to someone else. But it's been really enjoyable with them, and as a result, I've been trying to probably do more achievements on my main, like some fishing achievements, and just looking around.
Nice, yes.
So basically, I jump on a pally sometimes. I do the, you know, Carissa dailies on my main and whatever. Some good gold with, you know, I do the callings and that, just get some gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so as I say, I'm not working, so I'm not too busted if I don't jump on my Iron Man.
Yeah.
I actually, once I got to 60, I worked on a few. I actually did a lock for a couple of times. I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Doing a lock. Sort of died a couple of times to multiple mobs when I sort of didn't know what to do.
Okay.
So I didn't know how to manage. I do on the Hunter, I could.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did a priest for a little while just to try something else.
Okay. So was the pally to try something else or, you know?
Yeah. Well, I thought about just living another Hunter just to do something. I thought, well, I've got a Hunter at 30 to get flying, and I'll be just doing on a pally at the moment. That's what I'm going to concentrate on. I sort of got that into a routine of, you know, spells and what to do. It's just a matter of, and I'm going as protection, and I couldn't handle multiple mobs. A couple of times I've died has been multiple mobs but ranged.
Yep.
And sort of, and I had trouble rounding them up, and I've sort of worked out a macro, a bubble hearth.
Nice.
So I've got to try and use that a bit more.
Okay.
So that's my new thing at the moment, pally.
Okay.
Cool. I got into a routine with that. So my last three or four goes have been pally.
Mm-hmm.
And almost to the Moor. I've just got. I know it's not like when I got to 60. I know what I need to do.
Yeah.
And I'll get there. It's just a matter of not putting myself in situations with multiple mobs.
Yeah.
Or I can handle two or three with a protection pally pretty well.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of all that. But then mainly the thing recently is a new guild. That's been a huge thing for me to find a new guild and new people. And I don't do that easily.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been raiding, and that. My previous guild has stopped raiding, and so they hadn't been on for, and a couple of my old guildies have come over too, so that's been good.
Oh, nice.
So that's my main thing. Yeah, I was really pleased with that. So that sort of fired me up a bit. Otherwise, I wasn't really doing anything in the guild. No one guildies are on, and we'd like been together for 10 or so years. So
yeah.
A bit sad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. But, well, that's good. Congratulations. It's nice when you can, you know, find somewhere. I must admit, I've got friends who guild hop, and that's never been my thing either. Like, for my main, it's I've probably changed guild maybe 5 times, but that's about it. So
I only change if the guild folds. That's the only time I leave.
Yeah, well, I moved server, so after all of that, but
I tried my last battle is actually. I haven't rolled on Wormaster Court. I've rolled on Armand Fold to see if the ping makes any difference.
Uh-huh.
No, just to see. It seems a bit better.
Okay. All right. We'll see how it goes.
Because I get, like, you know, 10 ping on Armand Fold. I get 200 in
Wormaster Court. Yes. Yes, playing US servers does have its side effects, which is always challenging for playing challenge runes, which is always doing. All right. Well, thank you for that, and congratulations on your new guild and raiding and all that fun stuff, and your pally, you know, doing well, being in, what did you say, you're back to 40?
19.
Okay, after the couple of deaths. But still, it won't take you long, which is congratulations on that as well. Stir, I'm sure you've done nothing this week.
It feels like it.
Right.
Well, two things. One, I did roll another rogue. I got her up to 51.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've parked her at 51. And I have not done the intro to Shadowlands. So she's just sitting there at 51, mm-hmm. ready to go when patch 9.15 comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And theoretically, if all the notes are correct, is you'll be able to skip the maw. And but just because they say that doesn't mean we know what the mechanism is and blah 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 and how it works. So the intent is, as soon as that hits, I'll use her to go through it, and I'll let you guys know in Discord and on the forums what it takes to to trigger that,
mm-hmm.
skip them all. And then the other thing I've been working on is a warrior. She's at 57.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I don't like warrior. I tip my hat to those who can play a warrior. I'm used to, you know, rogue and druid, they have like 5 spells. That's it.
Mm.
My action bar is very thin.
Yes.
You know, but when you roll a warrior,
yep.
by the time you're 50, you've got 14 pages of little spells. And one spell does anything much, like mm-hmm. a baby shield and a baby hit, and I'm going to charge you and thump you on the face.
Yeah.
But so, you know, you get into a fight with a warrior as an iron, and I am just, you know, raking the keyboard left and right and hitting everything. If I see an icon, I hit it, hoping it will save me.
Yeah.
Because Warrior
is very this, like you've got to have like this set of like this rotation, whereas a lot of other things, like a hunter, obviously you point and shoot kind of thing. It's the same with the warlock, like hit, you know, throw out conflag, throw out your shadow bolts or whatever.
If you don't mind, I'm going to sit down and have something to eat, and it's just and you're going to see the flashing red screen every time. So it's like, it's slow.
What spec are you going on the warrior prod?
Yes, prop.
Prop. Yep. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, right. but more than anything, I've really gotten good at running away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good.
If
coward.
In doubt, sometimes that's the best thing to do is run away. You can fight again. Those times when you stand and you just go, no, she'll be right. As I often, she'll be right. I can do this. Dead. Yep.
Dead.
So yeah dead.
Even you know, like you'll go run a loop through BFA to pick up the treasure chest because it's still worth a little bit of points, and hey, every little point helps.
Yes.
And those guys are stuck at 50, and you're at 56, 57. They'll kill you, mm-hmm. and you're like, wait, no, you're great. I should be able to kill you, but that's not how it works in BFA.
So nope.
You got to be careful.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, like Nisi says, watch them. Some of them are AoE spells, which, you know, they can be, it's a little bit scary sometimes when you don't realize it and pulling that that extra mile. I must admit, on the warrior on the bloodthirsty, obviously I can wear green, which is fantastic, but you know, it is one of my fun things on the warrior. Is to, you know, you'll start off and I can chain pull. Can't do that on an iron. Not that I've tried lately, but on the bloodthirsty, I can, you know, do that whole chain pulling for about, you know, 5-6 mobs to, and still be okay. But again, you've got to look at your surrounding and not just charge in and be like, all of a sudden you've got five on you. And, you know, but normally I start with one or two, and as they're dying, you know, pull a next. And that's worked quite well. But, there's a lot of buttons on warriors. It's like smash, smash. Which ones?
And a warrior shield is nothing like the pally shield.
Yeah. Oh, I hate rogue. I tried to rock a rogue a couple of times. I hate it with a passion. No more energy. You haven't got energy.
Yeah.
No. Easy. Easy peasy.
You know what you should do? Do like me, Azzy, and make a pacifist rogue. Yeah. That way then you don't need to kill anything.
But I don't mind a rogue, but... You get five, whatever the thingies are, and you hit the finish and it does nothing. I go, oh. You know, you do it, you get five. What's the points? What's it called? Rogue things.
Energy? Isn't it energy? Or
the five.
Yeah.
Combo points.
The dots, the energy
the
dots.
And... Five dots. You get five dots to do the finish move, and it does nothing.
Yeah.
Just like the health move hardly moves.
That's what I like about
passing. That's when you apologize. And run away. Run away.
He'll be like, thank you very much, I'm going now.
I'll try again. I didn't mind it, but I just got frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, couldn't kill anything. And it's like almost down to full health every time when you don't get the right RNG hits.
Yeah. I honestly used to think any... The only good thing about a rogue was a dead rogue. But when you're playing your challenge tune, this is going back to many, many battles as a main warlock player who was on a PvP server back in the day. God, I hated rogues. So it's completely hilarious that I have a rogue pacifist. It's just, it makes me laugh.
Ow.
I know. This is pre-Wild Challengers. Now I love my rogue pacifist because at least I don't have to stab anything, but I can sap them. And it's just like, sap, you stay over there. I'm just going to sneak this little flower over here and then I'm going to go.
I haven't done a pacifist. I think I might be doing a pacifist, maybe.
You should. Why not? Absolutely.
I haven't been a while, but I got the really high levels. I just happened to look at my stats and somehow I got a killing blow. I got no idea.
Well, that's good. Hang on. Dark Moon Fair is gone. You know, maybe start one. Get it ready for when Dark Moon Fair's back next month. And we've got Halloween's coming as well. Halloween, yay! Anyway, that's all exciting.
And you've got Fur, who's the pacifist queen on the guild.
There she is.
To answer questions.
Yep. And she's very, very knowledgeable and forthcoming with much information, which we do always appreciate. So, which is good. All right. Okay. So, well, again, fantastic, guys. That's great. I'm glad that you've been busy leveling. I'm glad someone has been. I think I logged into the first time last night, and that was to check on something. And then I went, no, I'm going to fall asleep in 3, 2, 1. I better log out. So that's been my week. Is they've changed hours and my body's not used to it and tired and sleep and sit down at the computer and all I want to do is fall asleep. So which is not good.
That's married life.
No,
for sure.
No, it's just things and stuff. But anyway, I'm hoping I might get some playtime this week. So the main thing is I did not kill any toons this week. That's a positive, just because I didn't get to play any. But anyway, that's the main thing. Okay, let's do, where are we? Where's my bumper? Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty. So the news this week is we've got Hallows End starts on October 18th and will run until November 1st. Yay! Exciting! Okay, so from Nisi, she says, in some zones you may need to talk to Zadormi in order to see the candy buckets. That's right. So remember that. Sometimes the candy buckets are in the old world and you need to reset it. The level at which you may need to do this could vary depending if you have Chromie time turned on. It is suggested that you scout those zones before taking your live challenger into them. The good news is that once you've talked to Zadormi to turn back time, there's a song there, the zone will stay that way until you talk to her again. So if you've already talked to her before, you should be good. Though, double check. I would double check if you're unsure. Some of those zones do turn into contested PvP areas. So be very, very careful and watch on that. So following ones to be careful of Arathi, Highlands, Darkshore, Silithus, Oldham, Tirisville, Blasted Lands. Okay, so extra like red flags when you're going to theirs, just to be super careful about where you're going. Also, Nisi had mentioned extra caution with Blasted Lands because the stealth scouts could still be around, problematic. They will kill you because they do come in and near the keep, which we know has happened. And so just be really, really careful on that. Okay, other than that, Stir, you had some words you wanted to say?
Well, oh, sure, because we're in the news.
Yeah, more news.
Everybody has
more news.
Has discovered that the website is really in dire straits right now. And
yes.
Part of the problem is, one, just getting some folks to work on the code, but also the variability and the surprises we're getting from Blizzard on the data streams and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I know that Lita and I have been wanting to tell everyone thank you for your patience with the website. I know it's a pain.
Yeah,
it's a mess, but we are going to get it fixed for the future. So yep. In the meantime, I just wanted to point out that, hey, you can keep playing your challengers. You know, once the site is repaired, you'll be able to just say, well, go re-add or update it or something. And it'll, right then and there, is going to tell you whether or not you're green flagged or red flagged or and things like that. But in the meantime, you can check your own progress in the game. It's pretty easy. Just simply, you know, if you're in, you're in the game, you're logged into your tune, just fire up achievements. That's the little icon on your action bar, or the letter Y, as in yes, key, and that will bring up achievements. Click on the statistics tab, and then start taking a look. And it'll kind of show everything as little sections. And right away, if you see a section called deaths, oops, that's not good. Yeah. So it kind of works on the basis of if you don't see it, it's not there. That's good. So that's usually good. But you can certainly get into things like the character screen. Mm-hmm. And when you get into that section, right then and there, it'll show you all the item slots that have been equipped with uncommon and rare and legendary and things like that. So if you see that you've been equipping, you know that that tune is going to get flagged if you're just an iron. And depending on if you're, you know, some of the other challengers types. But same thing with beverages and food. So if you go into the consumable section, you can see if you've been consuming like scrolls, elixirs, and flask. That's not good. That'll get you flagged. So you can keep tabs in the interim while we try to figure out how to get the website back up and
running. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, go like you can keep playing. It's not a problem. It's more that the code between the code, which is already so complicated from from Stone's Code to Ohm's Code to what the wardens have had to play around with and add in previous, to Blizzard playing around with the API. There's a lot of code. So, you know, and life has been crazy. So we're trying to get it sorted as fast as we can. Fast is not going to happen. It's just a matter of when things can get around. So we do appreciate your patience. There's nothing I can do or Stir can do to help. You know, I'm not a coder. I can't get in and fix this stuff because I don't know the stuff. So we've just got to, you know, hence why we've had to make the really big changes and just be like, okay, we've got to take everything kind of down because there's been a lot of issues with gearing as well on top of all the other things. So, you know, we'll let you know when things are better, when things are back, if there's any changes, etc. But for the moment, we do appreciate your patience. And for those that are still here playing, thank you. Hope you're having fun. Let us know how you're doing. We do appreciate it. Reach out to me if you want to come and have a chat. It's, you know, one of those things as well, which is always good. Okay. Well, I think we've covered all of that. Not a huge amount of news, but two important things. So thank you for that. Bear with me. My voice has decided it's going to go a bit croaky. Okay. Chat. Let's go to Chit Chat.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
And our favorite goblin. There he is. Okay. Let me play your bumper. Because you're going to be doing it live. But we have to have the bumper. So here's the bumper. Where is it? Hang on.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Okay. Go for it, Ezzy.
I'm up.
You're
I've
up.
Got two.
Yep. Okay.
First one. The inventor of the ballet skirt was struggling for a name for his invention. Finally, he put two and two together. Hello, is this working?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Is that the cricket?
Yeah. No, it was one. I had to think about it for a minute because I was like, but yeah, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. All right. What's the other one? Tell me the other one.
My wife went to a Chinese restaurant last night. but walked out in disgust when she saw their dumplings. A clear case of wanton abandon.
Okay.
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 You've had better.
That's a wrap.
You've definitely had better. It's you know, you have had better. But thank you. I do appreciate them. All right. Let's see. Now, Dave did send in some words of wisdom. Stur, do you wanna hit us with Dave's words? We'll see. We
yeah. Think about you know. Thank you, Dave. I don't know if you guys know this, but he wrote a song about a tortilla. Tortilla. Actually, it's a wrap.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think you both wow. need to kind of step up your game a little. No.
I'm just here as a co-host. This is Assy.
No, no, not you. Dave. Like, it's just kind of like, yeah. But no, we do appreciate it. Thank you. We sometimes those ones that are gonna think about. It's like my brain hurts already. So apologize.
In their defense, it looks good in writing. You know, it looks good. If you see it in print, it looks pretty good.
It does, yeah. Print does. Absolutely. All right. Chat room, what have we got? What's Fair saying? Compliment was to get that free Hearthstone mouse mount for your little Torin Passy. Oh, did you do that? Yep.
Yeah, I got the mouse mount.
Yes. Yeah, I
install Hearthstone.
Yes. I already had it. I had to do an update, but congratulations. It is very cute. It reminds me similar. I thought we had another mouse mount. Was that a... That might have been a store one. Congratulations. It's doing the Hearthstone stuff. Well, it was actually the mercenary stuff was a bit fun. I didn't mind it. Will I go back and play it? Probably not, because I really want to just sit down and play WoW. But there was a mount, and I was like, God damn it, I want the mount. So yeah, that was good. All right. I think anything else you guys want to add before we'll wrap this up? No? All done? Excellent. All right. Let's wrap this up. Stir, can you do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. We want to thank all of our listeners, and especially the Iron Elites, who have contributed one way or another to help keep the lights on the servers and stuff. And it's very much appreciated. And if you do go through and contribute, you get a heart and you know just it's well appreciated. So
it is.
Without further ado, Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave De Hunter, Execute, Fur, Gazden, Grand Negus, Chris W, Lauren Remar, Lita, Mr. Brido One, and Mr. Brido One, your music rocks too. Speaking of rock, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Periton, Rude, myself, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. Cheers to you all. For that, we do greatly appreciate it. Also, Stir and myself, we're both here. I want to thank our wonderful mods for all the things that they do. We do greatly appreciate their help and all the things to keep us organized and getting things sorted. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you guys so much for all the things that you do.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it. To our Code Wardens, thank you. To everyone here in the show, listening in Twitch, listening on the podcast. Thanks, guys. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for giving us some of your time. We do appreciate that. So I will be excuse me, I will be back next week, which is Saturday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern. We will have Ash. Very excited. We get to talk to Ash. He will be joining us. So, yay. Cool. Which is good. And but Azzy, thank you for today. Thanks for hanging out with Stir and myself. We do appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's nice to catch up with you.
Always good hearing from me.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to tell everyone where they want to find you or get in contact with you or not?
Well, I don't want to speak to anyone.
You can find Assy in the Storm Whim.
I'm on Twitter at Asylum, Asyluun, if you want to drop me a line. Say how awesome I am. Or just I'm better than Stu.
Absolutely. That's fine. That's fine. Thank you for that. We'll put the information in the show notes. Pretty much, Lee, if you're not... what did you say? You're on Amethyl? Or... Wormrest.
Amethyl. My latest turns Amethyl.
Yes. Yes. There we go.
I want to stay away from Sturdy Stalker.
Yeah. Well, we've got a sale on Pallies. We got a whole bunch of them in the board. So come on over.
Nice. Alrighty. And don't forget, you can find us over at the wowchallenges.com website. There's all the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, the YouTube channel is there. You can listen to the podcast if that's what you want to do on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And don't forget, if you want to contact the show, contact me. You can send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. I'm taking any, jokes, puns, good ones, questions, tips, all that kind of thing. So certainly get in contact if you'd like. Stir, excuse me, where can we find you?
Well, besides cleaning the guild executive restrooms on Wormrest Accord, I can be found on Discord under the word Stir.
There we go. Absolutely. And you can find me. I'm on Twitter at Lita. Wow. We got to, if it just given me 2 minutes, we would have done the final and that. We're back. Okay. All right. Let me just, great. Piecing together audio and video. Excellent. Fantastic. All right, well, we're back to say the last goodbye. So we're here. All right, and we just thanked Ross. So again, for our intro, we love and appreciate him for that, because we do love the intro, which is great. But also in honor of our awesome and wonderful friend who I miss tremendously to Epic Insanity, I'm going to play the outro. We will play the whole outro because, damn it, we are live and why not? And that's my honor to him because he was a great friend as well as a great friend of WoW Challengers. So if we drop out, guys, I'm not coming back, but... thank you to the chat room. Thanks, everyone. Again, Stir, thank you for being here, Azzy. Thank you for sharing, both of you, all the things and stuff. I do appreciate it. And congratulations to both of you, because, two of our veterans, you guys, what you guys do still blows me away. The way that you level, the things, you've got such a wealth of experience and knowledge. So thank you for sharing your time with us today. So I do appreciate it, guys.
Our pleasure. And see you around the candy buckets.
That's it. Candy buckets, yay. Absolutely. All right. Everyone, please stay safe, both in and out of game. We will catch you next week, hopefully with a better internet connection. It's Australia. What am I doing? It's so funny. Anyway.
See ya.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.